How do I get my tough questions answered?
Now that you have made the decision to commit your life to Jesus Christ, you need to know what the next steps are. Mike Silva has prepared this series of podcasts to answer some of the questions you may have.
Hey, I'm Mike Silva. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. I just want you to know that the most important decision that I've ever made in my life was when I put my faith and my trust in Jesus Christ. But even though I've done that, and you have, the question comes to mind, how do I get my tough questions answered? Well, I'm glad that you asked, because this podcast is designed to energize you in your spiritual journey, and I hope and I trust that you will find it helpful. Have you ever noticed that even though we've chosen to follow Christ, we still have questions? I mean, this happens to most of us. It's happened to me. It's probably happened to you, I'm sure. Maybe you have questions about the Bible, like, does the Bible disagree with science, or does the Bible contradict itself? And then there's times when we doubt even if God is really out there, or if he truly does love us. There are great questions like that floating through our minds, am I right? My goal today is to help you find a way to get those questions and more answered. So let's get started. First, I want you to know this. It is okay to ask questions. It's okay to ask questions. Even the people of God who God used to write the Bible had questions. It doesn't mean that you lack faith or that God is not real. Take the book of Psalms, for example. In the book of Psalms, it's right in the middle of the Bible. It contains songs that God's people sang to worship him. And there are a number of expressions of doubt in the Psalms. For example, Psalm 42 and verse 9, the writer says, O God, my rock, I cry, and I quote, why have you forgotten me? Wow, what a question. Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies? Wow, great question. He was doubting the goodness of God. In Psalm 73, the writer comes up with another question. He says, why does it seem, God, that the people of the world seem to prosper despite their wickedness? The same thing occurs in Psalm 88, where the author says, in a place of deep despair and doubt about God's goodness, he says this, oh God, why is it that I struggle and it seems like the ungodly prosper? It's amazing. The answer is, that's life. It's okay to ask questions. There's a little book of the Bible called Habakkuk. And in the book of Habakkuk, one of God's own servants questioned the same thing. God, why do the wicked people all around me seem to prosper, while the good seem to suffer? And then towards the very end of the Bible, this small little one-chapter book, it's just a small book, in the book of Jude, it says this, if you're still worried about how God feels about you because you have a doubt, the book of Jude says in verse 22, be merciful to those who doubt. You see, God doesn't mind your questions, my friend. He does not mind your doubts. Do you know why? Because he's big enough to handle them. He's big enough to handle them. So, first of all, I want you to know it's okay to ask questions. And number two, I want you to know, as you think to yourself, okay, well, how do I find the answers to my questions? How do I do that? Number one, you got to pray. Literally, you pray and say, Lord, help me to find the answer to this. Help me to understand this. Second, you read. You've got to read the Bible. I'm going to say this at our podcast over and over and over again. We have to read the Bible. It is our lifeline. There is no other way. Number three, you got to listen. Listen to what other people that have known Jesus Christ longer than you and longer than me. Let's ask them. Let's listen to them so that we can learn. And then the last one, as I just mentioned, ask. Ask people around you. Ask Almighty God. Ask your friends, okay? Once again, in that little book called Habakkuk, the scripture says in chapter 2 and verse 1, I will wait to see, Habakkuk said. I will wait to see what the Lord says and how he will answer my complaint. Isn't that good? Here's another idea, and that is you can do research for yourself. There are multiple wonderful, wonderful, great books out there. C.S. Lewis was a tremendous theological, educated individual that wrote some long-standing, powerful books. One of C.S. Lewis's most famous books is Mere Christianity, where Mr. Lewis talks about the reasons that moved him from an atheism position to a Christianity position. Then, of course, another one of his books is The Problem of Pain, where Mr. Lewis deals with the question of why God allows suffering in the world. He even wrote a book about miracles. He defends the idea that God really can do miracles in our world today. Then there's a current author named Tim Keller, and Tim wrote the book that everybody is asking about these days, The Reason for God. Is there really only one true religion? Then he wrote another book, Would a Loving God Send People to Hell? Those are great questions. How about Lee Strobel? He's a contemporary. He wrote the Case for Christ books, The Case for Christ, The Case for Faith, etc. And you know that Lee Strobel was a newspaper reporter for the Chicago Tribune for years. And Strobel consults experts in the field of science, history, and the Bible to build the case that God exists and that Jesus was who the Bible says that he is. And I know that those things are going to be things that help you as you have questions and ask, Lord, how do I get my questions answered? Those things, I think, my friend, are going to help you. Well, I'm Mike Silva, and I just want to say God bless you today. Lord, for everyone listening to my voice right now, may your word feed them, encourage them, inspire them as we all get on the path to following Jesus Christ together. In your precious name, amen.